I love these guys.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Secondhand Lions. My name is Bill Radford. I'm here with my friend John Drennan. And we started this podcast with the idea of taking the journey with the Lions to the Super Bowl. We certainly hope that happens this year, but if it doesn't happen this year, we're confident that it's going to happen in the near future. Today is pretty unique because training camp's over. So the sweating begins for all the players who are on the bubble, and they'll find out tomorrow. Part of our podcast today, we'll be talking about who we think is going to make the team. Not that we're experts, but we have opinions. And we'll talk about the Houston game as well. I think John's going to kick us off with some thoughts on Houston.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. And by the way, I'm so excited that we're talking about the journey to the Super Bowl. That's something you and I for years would say, wouldn't it be cool if the Lions were in a Super Bowl? And we'd set it like, oh, that ain't going to happen, at least without mega change. And that change has come. So we definitely believe the Lions are going to be in a Super Bowl. It might not be this year. It might be next year. It might be the following. And, you know, we know that the Super Bowl, you know, it takes talent. It takes some luck. Players talk about that. It takes, you know,
it might be all 3 years.
Yeah, and it might be. Yeah, absolutely. Because they are building a program that's got so many upsides. So definitely excited about that. I've also talked about on our podcast, if we have something to go back and clean up from the previous podcast, let's do that. But there wasn't really anything from the last podcast following the Dolphins game that I'm going to bring up from our podcast. So let's get into Houston. And, you know, Campbell talks a lot about the joint practices and how those really have the real value because it's the starters against the starters, and all the feedback we've seen is, you know, there were good plays on both sides and a lot of good things on the Lions side. In terms of the game, Bill, I'll just make a couple comments here. I thought it was flat. I don't think there was much to talk about. I think guys that had a chance to really maybe step up and lock in a position or make their case didn't do it. And I'll start it off with, you know, Hendon Hooker again. He had a chance and he just didn't do it. Kyle Allen showed he's their number two backup. So I know we're going to talk about the roster, but I don't see Hendon Hooker being on this active roster in any way. I do see him being on the practice squad, and we can talk about that later. But what about you? Anything you want to point out from the Houston game?
Well, I agree with you that the highlight is Kyle Allen and then Tesla, also Meeks. I'm really excited about Kyle Allen. His last couple of games or so, he went 26 for 31 with no interceptions and I think three touchdowns. So that is a competent backup. Of course, he is competing against other teams' players who won't make the league. It remains to be seen if he could do that against a good team who has all their starters out there. But he certainly looked better than Hooker. I don't think Hooker is an NFL quarterback. And the thing that I didn't realize, John, is he's 27 years old.
So, yeah, he came out kind of an old man out of Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, you know, 27, you ought to be, if you're going to be good, you should have been good by now. And unfortunately for him, I just don't see it in the cards. I would be hesitant to put him on the practice squad because I don't think anybody's going to pick him up anyway. Maybe he will make the practice squad, but he definitely, I would be shocked if he was on the roster.
Anything else from the Houston game?
Yeah, I was disappointed with the defense. They just didn't seem like they could make the stops. The team executives or whoever, the marketing guys passed out placards with the number three on them that all the fans are supposed to wave number three when they're on third down on defense. That means We need to stop them, and we didn't do a lot of stopping. Had too many penalties, even when we did get stops. Rock Ya-Sin is probably the new standout for me as far as defensive players go. And also Nate Lynn and Nick Whiteside are guys that I think played well. But overall, the defense was lackluster.
Yeah, not a lot to talk about. I totally agree with that. It seemed like there was no pressure. Bill, I think Houston, when they saw those threes go up and stand, that meant get a first down.
Yeah, right.
I just felt
That's what
like,
they did.
yeah, I felt like every pass by Houston was completed. It felt like runs were going for 5+ yards. I mean, it was pretty ugly. So I agree. And I on the offense, or a couple of things though, I just love Stewart, his run to the 40 on a kickoff.
Yeah.
And then I watched him being interviewed following since the game, and it was on the Detroit Lions app. And I just love this guy, just hearing the interview where they were saying that was a nice run, and they were talking about him running back kickoffs. And he said, he talked about how he's learning, and he's learning how to see blocks and stuff. But he said, I know if I just go full speed, I'm going to get to the 40. He's a bull in a china shop with the football.
Yeah. Well,
And
just to prove that we are fans, we don't know everything. I remember the very first preseason game, he returned the ball and he fumbled it, and I think I said to you via text, well, he just got cut. So I was obviously wrong, and I'm glad that the team didn't listen to me.
yeah, and he's a very solid number four linebacker right now. It'll be
Yeah.
interesting when Rodrigo gets back. Does he become number five, or is Stewart pretty much number four at that point? Because he was a bright spot, I thought, on defense the other against Houston.
Yeah.
But hey, we can get past Houston, start looking forward to the Green Bay Packers. But before we do that, Bill, training camp is finished in terms of preparing for exhibition games. We had four of them, so it's been a long time. And when you listen to Campbell and the starters, they're licking their chops to get to Lambeau Field. But before we do that and start talking about the roster, anything you want to look back on in terms of training camp highlights? We're going back to July and the week before the Hall of Fame game, so it's been about 6 weeks. Any comments?
Well, the highlight for me is Tesla. He has been a standout every game, and I've been very, very pleased with Kyle Allen after the first game. Neither Allen or Hooker did well the first game, but Allen's been very good since then.
Yeah, absolutely agree with that. And Tesla, I know I've been high on from the start. From what I learned about him in every game and every interview and everything, I've just gotten higher on him. A big receiver that catches with his hands, and he makes a catch, but he looks like he's really a good route runner. So,
One
and then
other thing I
Allen.
thought of is Brad Holmes. He is just an all-star making these picks that he said that Tesla was, he thought, the best receiver in the draft.
Yep.
And they got him third round.
Bill,
So
I remember him saying that and thinking, did he mean best third round receiver? But I think he meant best of all receivers. Big statement given some of the receivers that came out this year.
yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, buddy, it does my heart good to hear you say that about Brad Holmes after all the years of, oh, yeah, I'm John and blank, Matt Millen. And back in the early years, Joe
Russ
Thomas
Thomas.
or Russ Thomas, and now to have some, well, what was it, Quinn from the Patriots before Holmes? Am I
Yeah.
getting that? I'm not
I
sure if I
think
got
that's
the
right.
name right. But yeah, I so agree with you. Brad Holmes seems pretty masterful at selecting players. And so anyhow,
And
back to
he admits when he missed, like he admitted that he missed on Puka Nacua.
the. Yep. Well, I think we'll probably be saying he missed on Hendon Hooker. It's time to say that. But again, you're not going to hit gold every time.
No, and Hooker, what was he, third or fourth round draft pick?
He
I don't
was
remember.
third round, but he came. His downside was he came with an injury, and everyone
Yeah.
knew he wasn't going to play that first year, but he came with a whole lot in his resume. And by the way, Bill, you did mention he's like 27 now. I think he was 25 when they drafted him. As you said that, I thought, wow, contrast that. Bryce Underwood with the Michigan Wolverines just turned 18. So there's
Yeah.
about a 10-year difference, and I think I'd take Underwood as the Lions' number three quarterback. Everything we're hearing about him, I know I'm off the Lions here for a minute, but boy, it's exciting being a Michigan fan and a Lions fan going into this year. So,
That is.
well, back to training camp. I know you've mentioned Rock Ya-Sin every game, and I agree he's been a real highlight. And Grant Stewart, I think, is really showing he's going to bring depth to the linebacker room and just some overall growth with other players. And we're going to get into that. I do want to bring up, as we start to end training camp, you look at the injuries, and we had some people injured before camp. Pascal's been a non-football injury. We don't know when he's coming back. Of course, McNeil, his injury occurred last year, and everyone's saying he'll be back by Thanksgiving. He's a stud on the defensive line. Frazier, Miles Frazier, out, and not sure when he's coming back, but definitely a rookie who people are high on as a guard. Rodrigo, again, coming back sometime this fall. And then Hassanin, who got hurt. I've said from the start, I think he'll be a real fan favorite and started to become that. Not sure when we'll get his return. And then the backup center, I'm not sure if it's pronounced Colin or Kalon, Collon. I think he had a real shot at being the backup to Graham Glasgow. And Bill, my last comment about training camp, when it opened, we all thought, or at least I thought, and a lot of people who watch the Lions thought, Tate Ratledge was going to be developed as the center with Graham Glasgow at right guard. Glasgow is securely the center, and Ratledge is playing right guard. And as we get into the roster, we'll look at who might the backup center be. So I think with that, we can get into the roster. So you ready for that?
Well, one other comment is I was reading about Maurice Norris,
Oh, yeah.
who was injured. They still don't know. He's still in concussion protocol. They don't know when he'll be able to return, but I don't know if he would have made the roster or not. But you know those guys that make the it's not called the taxi squad anymore, the practice squad.
Yeah.
Do you know how much they get paid?
I don't know the amount, but I believe there is a minimum.
Yeah. First and second year players on the practice squad, if they're in for all 18 weeks, they make $235,000, I think. And then
Okay.
if they're on the practice squad for third year and after, it's 383. So it's not a bad job. compared to everybody else in the world.
Yeah, and
Obviously,
if you're
it's
on
not
the
NFL
practice
money, but.
squad, Bill, if you're on that squad, you're on the team because in any moment you're called upon.
Right.
And so it's a big deal being part of the practice squad. And by the way, you mentioned it used to be called Taxi Squad. You mentioned it on the last episode. I looked that up because I thought, well, why Taxi Squad? And it turned out, I think it was in 1948, there was a owner of a team who owned a taxi company, and he needed players because of injuries or fallout. So he went and hired these guys and paid them out of his taxi company funds, which apparently that was kind of below board. And but that name stuck. That's how it got started. So it is
That's funny.
officially now called the practice squad. Interesting.
Yeah.
There's always a reason for things like that.
Well, let's get into our rosters.
Okay, well, Bill, tell you what, we've talked, at length over the weeks, and so I'm going to go ahead and share what we've got here. And just like most people who are out there doing their predictions, we don't see their practices. We're not in the meeting rooms. We're not in the weight room. We're not in the locker room. So obviously, all these things go into decisions. And so as a former athlete and coach, I always kind of chuckle when so-called experts, or in our case, amateurs, make predictions when we only have a small piece of the whole. So let's just start out with that. And also, Bill, there is so much chess playing that goes on because Brad Holmes and that whole roster group, they've got 31 other teams there who are going to create their rosters and their practice teams. And we
Right.
should say up front, Bill, you and I know this, that the active roster is 53 players, but the practice roster's 16 more. And when you have the practice roster, other teams can come grab a guy and put him on their active roster. So these 16 are vulnerable to that. But also, there's 31 other teams with 16 people. So do the math on that the Lions can go take a look at. So in the case, let's say, of I said I thought Hendon Hooker would be on the practice team. But maybe he won't be. But there are, again, 31 other teams that have quarterbacks, three or four or five, that will be out there to take a look at. The challenge is anyone the Lions go get, they have to put them on their active roster, taking up one of the important 53 spots. So,
Right.
all right. So here we go. Let's start with offense and let's dig right in with quarterback. I've got Jared Goff number one, Kyle Allen number two.
Yeah, I think that's pretty obvious.
Yep. Let's go to running backs. I think the Lions are solid and they're going to have Gibbs, Montgomery, Craig Reynolds, and Sione Vaki as the four running backs. I
Yep,
think Saylors
I agree
will
with
be on
that.
the I think Saylors will be on the practice squad.
Yeah, I thought he had some I thought he had some effective runs. I was a little surprised at one time that I thought he played well and they put him on the list of least effective offensive players, and that just goes to show you I don't always know what they're looking at.
Right, and I think you're probably referring to the PFF grades.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, tight ends, Laporta, Brock Wright, and Zane Zylstra. I see all three of them on the active.
Yes.
I think Zach Horton will be on the practice. So they have a fourth one in there. Wide receivers. So I know we've talked a lot about this, and a lot of the folks that follow the Lions and other podcasters have as well. I do think they're going to go with seven. St. Brown, Williams, Tim Patrick, Tesla, Raymond, Khalif Raymond, and I think they're going to keep Meeks and Lovett. And I think that because I think if they don't, they're going to get scooped up by other teams, and I don't think they want that.
Yeah, I don't disagree with any of that either. If
I th
they decided to go with six, John, who would you leave off?
I'd leave off Lovett.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And I think on the practice squad, they'll have Ronnie Bell and they'll have Kennedy, who's been on there, I think, 4 years now.
Yeah, Bell looked pretty good the last game. I forgot to mention him. But again, he's playing against non-NFL players. Excuse me.
I do want to do a little commentary on the receivers because I've heard some people say, Tesla's look so good, maybe they let go of Tim Patrick. If he was put on the practice squad, he'd be swooped up. But here's my thinking. First of all, Patrick's a veteran, and he and Tesla are both big-bodied receivers. You want that veteran guy. But also, if you're the offensive coordinator, you get inside that red zone, Bill. Think about Sam Laporta, Patrick, and Tesla, all big bodies, with
Yeah.
Jared Goff having those options, along with St. Brown maybe slanting. I think they can do all kinds of things in short, fourth down or red zone with that.
Or Gibbs coming out of the backfield.
Yeah. I mean, they got weapons. How do you defend that? So. All right, well, let's go to the offensive line. The starters right now, Penei Sewell, Decker, Ratledge, Mahogany, and Glasgow. Those are clearly set. And then on the tackles, Skipper, he's going to be on the 53. And I think Manu, who remains a project, but all the signs are he continues to get better, and by the end of this year could be a contributing backup, especially in the event of injury. At guard, to me, all these guys kind of grayed out the same. There's Muti, there's Awasika. I don't have pronunciations right on some of these names. And you got Nice. I think Moody makes the team, and Awasika and Nice are practice squad. Tackle, I think one guy's on the practice squad, and that's Jones, Jamarco Jones. And then at center, I think the backup is Kingsley Aguakum, who's kind of been playing center in all the exhibition games since Colin went out with the injury. And that would be nine offensive linemen. Or is it one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight? Yeah. So nine. Sewell, Decker, Skipper, Manu, Mahogany, Ratledge, Muti, Glasgow, and Aguakum.
All right, I have a couple of differences there. I have Jamarco Jones and Awasika on the roster.
Okay. And that would make 10.
No, that's nine. Decker, Glasgow, Sewell, Mahogany, Ratledge, Jones, Skipper, Manu, and Awasika. If I'm saying it right.
Okay. So not a guacam.
Right.
Okay. My concern with that is no backup center.
Well, you have
I think Nice
Rat.
is played.
Go ahead.
I think Nice has played a little backup center, and I know they were prepping Ratledge, but it seems like with him not getting reps, you need somebody else. But that's my thinking on
Okay.
it. And then
Well, we'll
when,
see.
yeah, we will. And then when Miles Frazier gets healthy, I see him coming in to the active roster with one of these other guys moving to the practice roster.
Right.
And Moody for me is certainly a, that's a bit of a stretch, but that was just based on, to me, a lot of these guys are pretty even. All right.
Well, you got to
So.
have a lot of them because, well, two reasons. One is you want your offensive line fresh if you're on a long drive, so
Yep.
players can come in and out. And those guys get hurt a lot, even if it's just for a series or a quarter or a game. You have to have able replacements right away.
Yep. By the way, Bill, for our listeners, while the active roster is 53, you can only dress 48. And if you don't have at least nine offensive linemen, I think it's nine, it might be eight, you can only dress 47. So they're going to dress
Oh.
the max on the offensive linemen. So you're not going into the game with 53 players in uniform. All right, let's move to the defense. Let's start at edge. And I know one thing I like about the Lions, they really want players that can play two spots, whether it's corner and safety, or edge and D line, or center and guard. So on the edge, Hutchinson, Davenport, Muhammad. Now, Bill, I'm going to make an announcement. I do think they're going to bring in Dazarius Smith
Yeah,
at
I
edge.
think so too.
Yeah, and we're getting close to the wire on that, but it looks like he's available, and especially with Hassanen going down, I think they will do that. So I'm going to say Smith makes a roster, even though he's not on the team right now. And then I think Lynn. So those are five edge. I see Ukwa and Aguadi, both on the practice squads. Defensive line, DJ Reader, Tyleek Williams, Ray Lopez, O'Connor, and Wingo, who's back from injury. I see those guys making it. I see Cooper, Adams, and Smith all on the practice. I think they gotta have those guys available just based on injuries and performance.
Well, we have two guys that are out. Lee McNeil and defensive end Josh Pascal is out with a non-football injury. I don't know exactly what that means. I wasn't keeping track.
Yep. So when they come back, clearly, I mean, I think clearly, well, McNeil's clearly going to replace probably O'Connor at that point, and Pascal maybe would replace Lynn or Muhammad at that point. And that's good to know those guys are in the wings and coming back.
Right. Well, here's my D-line list, and you can I think we're a little different. Hutchinson, Reeder, Davenport, Martin, Lopez, Williams, Hassanen, Muhammad, Nate Lynn. I didn't hear you mention him.
Wait, you
And
said Martin. Oh, Broderick Martin. Okay.
Nate Lynn and Mekhi Wingo.
Yeah, so I did mention Nate Lynn. To me, Broderick Martin's done and won't even be on the practice squad, but that's
And why do you think that?
what's that?
Why do you think that?
Just he's had his chances and hasn't taken advantage. Now, I think there's is a good chance he'll be on the practice squad, but not the 53.
Okay. All right, linebackers.
Anzalone, Barnes, Campbell, Stewart, Cunningham, and Nowatzki.
Yeah, I got all those.
I think Pittman will be on the practice squad.
And then when Rodrigo comes back, then what?
I think Nowoski goes to the practice squad.
Okay.
And I think at that point, if those other guys stay healthy, they got a really strong linebacker room. Anzalone, Barnes, Campbell, Stewart, Cunningham, and Rodriguez.
All right, cornerback.
All right. Arnold and Reed. Boy, it feels good to name those two. And then Amik Robertson. Khalil Dorsey, I think that's his first name, Dorsey, and Yassin with Whiteside on the practice squad.
And Rakestraw has a season-ending injury.
Right. Which is really too bad. You know, in 2 years, he's dealt more with injury than practice time. And safety, and again, I know some like apparently Yassin can go in at safety, and but at safety, I got Brian Branch, Joseph, Maddox, and Strickland, and I think Kennelly goes on the practice squad.
Yeah, this is one. Nick Whiteside is, or is it? Yeah, Nick Whiteside. Isn't he a safety?
Cornerback.
Cornerback. Okay.
I like
Yeah,
him.
I thought he played well enough to make the team, so he'll probably be on the practice squad and get picked up. But I have Branch, Joseph, Maddox, and Kennelly.
So you got Kenley instead of Strickland, which I think that's a coin toss.
Right.
Yep. I do think Strickland played well against Houston. If it was coming down to that, I think he helped himself.
Okay. Well, then of course we have the kicker, the punter, and the long snapper, and that's Bates, Fox, and Hatton. And
Yep.
there's no threat to them at all.
Right.
But
So I
wouldn't it
had
be great
20.
to be an NFL long snapper?
That would be interesting. You're definitely on the team and part of the team, but you're kind of not.
Yeah, the only way people notice you is when you screw up.
That's right. So I have 25 on offense, 25 on defense, and 3 on special teams, and that includes Smith, who's not yet a Lion, so, and I know our numbers are very match up very closely.
Yeah, I think so.
And I think today is Monday. I think tomorrow at this time they got till 4 o'clock, but chances are by tomorrow, Tuesday, we'll know. And when we come on here next week, we can start talking about the Green Bay game.
That'll be fun. Real live football.
Yeah, and Bill, I really like that they're starting out with the North, with the team in the North that most are saying will finish first or second and at Lambeau. Because I think
Yeah.
coming away with that win is a big time statement and a great start. And I am confident the Lions get that win.
Yeah, I'm going to be surprised if they don't, and I would say that they could win big. Oh, I'll have egg on my face if they get beat, but I used to say they don't have a chance when they go to Lambeau. And I don't know, they've won several in a row there.
And I'm just excited to see Hutch and Davenport both coming in from the edge.
And maybe Smith, Za'Darius Smith.
Oh, does that, yeah. Well, and I mean, he'd be coming in as a third, but yeah, they're going to rotate those guys. And I think Reeder and Williams are going to be a whole lot of beef on the inside. And the Lions take huge pride in stopping the run. And I'm sure that emphasis is going to be there. And I think with these linebackers and that starting group, you know, the Packers, they have a good quarterback. If he's healthy and on, he's very good. They have some weapons, but I think they're going to run into a bit of a juggernaut with this defense and these D-backs and safeties.
Well, we'll have more on that next week. This has been fun.
Yeah, I'm itching for next week. We're going to come back next week and be able to talk about how well did we do in assessing the roster, the practice squad, and see if Smith is or isn't, or any other players that they pick up from these other practice squads. And it's going to be a fun one, definitely.
Good. All right, John, we'll see you next week.
All right, my friend, looking forward to it. And for our listeners, again, we appreciate you. We ask that you rank us, you comment, you share us with people that you know of who are Detroit Lions fans, and we're eager to take this Super Bowl journey with you. So take care, everyone. Bye-bye for now.